Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, How Much Do We Fall Short?
The reading is from John's Gospel. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be all in one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory that you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I am in them and you in me, that they grow to perfection as one. One, that the world may know that you sent me and that you love them even as you love me. Father, they are your gift to me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and they know you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. This is part of the priestly prayer that follows the Passover feast, and it's absolutely dense and wordy in a way that has caused biblical scholars and spiritual writers to struggle from the time the community established by John was written. Sometimes I want to say, blah, 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 blah. However, each time I have celebrated the Eucharist in the past year, I've been jarred by the prayer just after the Lord's Prayer. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will. Grant your church peace and unity. And it flashes through my mind that we are seriously disunited and caustically chaotic. Attacks are on Pope Francis from deep within the institution. Lay groups are correcting his theology. And all clerics mouthing these words each time they celebrate, and then ignoring, thinking, and working in unity. We know better is their attitude. It has happened from the beginning, when Jesus' friends scattered to the four winds at his trial and suffering. But Jesus called, and still calls, for unity. He promises that just as the Father loves him, the Father also loves all of us. If only we could believe that, what a difference it would make. We are all blessed with that promise, and nobody needs to win, and nobody needs to lose. Mostly, nobody needs to be right. We could all be kind. There's a wonderful lyric in a 1980s song, and I can't remember who sang it, but it's this. I've heard your honesty, now try a little tenderness. Jesus says, the love with which you loved me may be in them. That is, love in some cranky old cleric, and in you, and in me. We just need to be more mindful of showing it and refraining from critical hostility.